This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Today, from Philemon, a long look at others through the eyes of Jesus. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, whose purpose is to know Christ and to make Him known around the world. And now, Leroy Imes.
Earlier this year, my wife and I spent 2 weeks in Monrovia, Liberia, in Western Africa, ministering to students at the African Bible College. One day our hostess took us downtown so we could pick up a few trinkets for our grandchildren. As we walked into one little shopping arcade, I noticed an African man sitting and begging. His body had been twisted into a grotesque shape by some kind of disease, and his skin was covered with sores. But as we approached him, this missionary lady with us knelt down, spoke to the man, put her arms around him, and he said to her, "Hello, mother." For a few moments, she spoke to him and then left some money in his plate. As I watched all that happen, I thought, you know, this poor man may not be worth anything to the city of Monrovia, but he is worth something to this woman, and he is of great value to God. This concept of the worth of the individual is at the very heart of the gospel of Jesus Christ. The Apostle Paul emphasized this over and over again. Notice verses 9 through 11 of the book of Philemon. "I appeal to you on the basis of love. I then, as Paul, an old man, and now also a prisoner of Jesus Christ, I appeal to you for my son Onesimus, who became my son while I was in chains. Formerly he was useless to you, but now he has become useful both to you and to me." Here Paul was writing to his friend Philemon, asking him to take back a runaway slave named Onesimus, whom Paul had led to Christ while in prison. But Paul goes on to ask Philemon to receive Onesimus back no longer as a slave, but as a dear brother. You see, Paul saw Onesimus as a man of great value to God, first as a person for whom Christ died, and then as an ambassador to help spread the gospel to the ends of the earth. Friend, I ask that you go beyond the world system of valuing people by their appearance or by their accomplishments, and instead consider others through the eyes of Jesus, who gave His life for all. Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
A daily time alone with the Lord has marked the turning point in countless lives. To help you make the Word of God a priority each day, we'd like to send you a free subscription to Daily Walk, the Navigator's monthly devotional guide. Just write, "The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Do it today, and get ready for a new year of walking with Christ. Tomorrow, the theory of evolution, but the fact of Christ, on Daily Discipleship.